And it's actually a capturing a moment in which the people are feeling buried. They have been displaced, taken from friendly confines, moved to Babylon, forced to learn a new language, forced to learn all sorts of rituals, not allowed to worship the way that they would want. They would want, Isaiah 40 says, they would want someone to speak tenderly to them, softly, the text says. And they would love for God to do this, but they're just not hearing it. Beyond that, they feel, there's actually, did you pick it up in the hymn, Comfort, Comfort Ye My People? It talks about wartime. They feel, do you know how buried people feel during wartime? That's got to be a heavy burden. That's the way these people feel in Isaiah chapter 40. Prisoners, trapped. And then on top of that, they're feeling a sense of guilt. Maybe they did something to cause this, is the thought. Maybe they need to do something to get them unburied. Maybe, will God ever forgive them? These are the thoughts of Isaiah chapter 40, right here in the Bible. 6 feet under, buried. No escape route here. It's at this point, the famous words are said, when there's no wiggle room and God's people are stuck in the coffin, 6 feet under, God says, comfort, comfort, ye my people. You are never trapped. You are never forsaken. In other words, the Lord will save you. The Lord will find a way out. There's an incredible story told about the area right around Pittsburgh, and it's where this story takes place. It's a horrific story, but I'm sharing it because it does illustrate something. The story took place in right around Pittsburgh, where the rivers come together, the three rivers, and Pittsburgh had the clouds opened up and lots of rain came down right around Pittsburgh. And it came down for a number of days, a deluge of water, even flooding came on the rivers. And the people were cooped up in the city of Pittsburgh, so much so that they just had to get out when the rains finally stopped coming down. And one family did that. It was a mother, true story, and two twin sons. She gave them permission to go down to the riverside. They went down to the riverside, and that's when tragedy happened. The ground wasn't solid, and the boys started to sink. And what they know is that the ground was basically quicksand all the way 8 feet down below them. After a couple of hours, the mom got into her car. She was kind of worried, drove around town, and then she located where she thought they would be. And she was relieved at first because she found one of the twins. He was stuck in the quicksand, and the ground was up to here, and he couldn't move. She's relieved, but then she was horrified because she found out that the other twin had sunk down and had died. In order for the one to survive, the other twin brother had to go down and was buried and died. That's a horrific story. Very, very, very intense. But one person was saved that day because of the work of the other twin brother. God says tonight to us, comfort, comfort, ye my people, to you. We believe in a Savior. Most people reject that. And what that means is that the Savior of the world came to be buried, to buoy you up so that you could have eternal life. That person, his name is Jesus. In a few weeks, we're going to sing lots of Christmas carols, and we're going to be warmed with thoughts and sentiments of Christmas. That's nice. But the truth is, he was buried in a tomb for you to be buoyed up so that you could have eternal life. You know, in the story of Alfred Hitchcock, that story is a funny one, but you see, that woman, she would have had an escape only if she had not been in the coffin with the prison caretaker. Anyone else, and she would have been free. She would have been free for the rest of her life. But it, of course, in the coffin, there was the prison caretaker. Dear friends, it's the opposite for us. See, if we're buried with the Savior, then we're free. Romans 6:4 says, if you are buried in Christ, also because he was raised from the dead, you will have life and live eternally. So take comfort today. The Savior has come. Freedom is yours. There is a route of escape from any feeling of being buried tonight. Amen.